Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry lives in St. Louis and is director of the St. Dominic Mission Society. His preaching is entitled, Don't Stay in the Dark.
A reading from the book of Numbers. When Balaam raised his eyes and saw Israel and camp, he gave voice to his oracle. The utterance of Balaam, son of Beor, the utterance of a man whose eye is true, the utterance of one who hears what God says and knows what the Most High knows, of one who sees what the Almighty sees, enraptured and with his eyes unveiled. And from the Gospel of Matthew. When Jesus had come into the temple area, the chief priests and the elders of the people approached him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them in reply, "I shall ask you one question, and if you answer it for me, then I shall tell you by what authority I do these things. Where was John's baptism from? Was it of heavenly or of human origin?" They discussed this among themselves and said, "If we say of heavenly origin, he will say to us, then why did you not believe him? But if we say of human origin, we fear the crowd, for they all regard John as a prophet." So they said to Jesus in reply, "We do not know." He himself said to them, "Neither shall I tell you by what authority I do these things." The Gospel of the Lord. I spent several years as a missionary in Nicaragua, and in the remote mountainous region, I remember, we had no electricity. It was quite an experience living by flashlight or kerosene lamps, candles, fire pits sometimes at night. But I found that it's amazing how our eyes adjust to the darkness, and we can even see the slightest light sometimes. There's a great beauty, of course, the stars, the brightness of the moon. A full moon was enough, you know, I think sometimes I could have read a newspaper. My eyes adjusted even in a full moon. And we would crowd around any light. We felt safe in the glow of a fire or a lamp. Sometimes outside, the darkness might bear danger. It was a time of war, the Contra War. There are snakes. We had a lot of snakes. And there's a lot of unknown out there in the dark, sounds and fears that we often are not sure what's going on. Everyone wanted to come into the light. And everyone was welcome, of course, when they did emerge from their shadows. Perhaps you can identify with this same kind of experience if you went camping, or maybe when the electricity went off. At any rate, such is the message of Advent and of our dear St. Lucy, whose memorial is today. Come out of the darkness and welcome the light. When the church initially put St. Lucy's feast day on December 13th, it was believed to be the winter solstice. On the Julian calendar, they kind of got it mixed up. They thought it was the darkest, shortest day of the year. And of course, St. Lucy, her name from Latin, lux, means light. Her story is one of choosing the light of Christ as a young virgin. Above all else, she chose Christ. And this led to her own martyrdom during the persecution under the Emperor Diocletian, the Christian martyrs. She died in 304 AD in Syracuse, Sicily. Saint Lucy becomes kind of a model of purity and clarity, seeing the Lord as her savior, denying those who urged her to choose the darkness, like her model saint, Agatha, who lived only 50 miles away in Catania and died 50 years earlier. You often get all these saints, Cecilia, yes, and St. Agatha and St. Lucy all mixed up. They're very similar stories of choosing Christ and choosing the light of Christ, the Savior. Thus, she remains today a patroness of the light, eyesight, and of those with eye ailments like me, with glaucoma. Lucy, light. Well, in our first reading, I just read part of it from Numbers, Balaam turns out to be this unwilling prophet who has to warn King Balak of the Moabites about a vision that he has of Israel flourishing. Now, the Israelites have already conquered Og, the king of Bashan, and Sihon, and all of these others who've been tribes that they have conquered. Now, here comes the king Balak of the Moabites. He does not want to listen. But Balaam says that he sees what the Almighty sees with eyes unveiled. On the other hand, in the Gospel from Matthew, the chief priests and scribes and elders do not see what is revealed, do not see John the Baptist as from God, nor Jesus as divine authority. And they stubbornly remain blind. In the dark, you would say. During Advent, we speak much about the time of preparing and waiting for the Lord to come. We have that expression, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus, from the Aramaic. But I understand from some studies that the Aramaic could also mean that the Lord has come, the Lord has already come. So it's not only an advent of saying, come Lord Jesus, again, into our lives, but now that you have come, we come to the Lord. We wait for the Lord to come, and he waits for us. It's a two-way highway, you might say. We have to, in some ways like Lucy, choose to follow Christ, the light. And of course, as Christians and Dominicans, that means inviting others to come into the light, out of the darkness, to tell others who have had perhaps a bad year or suffering from disillusionment and blinded by life's woes and who live a life very questionable in the darkness. All of us in this time of conversion have to come out of our own darkness into the light and recognize the true authority and power of God in our lives. So let's not just wait for the Lord to come to us this Advent. Let's go find him and meet him as he comes and as he has already come and help others by inviting them to come into the light, by whose light we see light itself.